Nisiphumela ngaSpace Music on Raza FM with Thandiswa Mazwaila Hlumlenze. And you're still tuned in to Raza FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation about mate guarding. And I love that Lena Itlie, gukatana, guma relationships, gukata. We're going to be getting into that, but the question that I asked is, in a committed relationship, must your partner know everything you get up to? And in answering that question, we also need to consider, Gutsi, we are not just lovers. We are not just people who are destined for relationships to pale. That's not the only thing we have going on in our lives. We have careers, we have families, we have friendships. And all of those relationships are important to us, which means what me and my friends discuss that is confidential and touches on personal issues has nothing to do with my relationship. So in as much as me and my partner might agree with no secrets, there's transparency, I must equally still respect the confidentiality nema issues abo la personal. And also, depending on the profession loguyo and what you do for a living, you still need to respect the confidentiality of people that confide in you if your profession requires that. Kungendeka mhlambe umelaphi, kungendeka mhlambe utuke mkhakha, where you are privy to people's personal information, if you may call it that. You can't say, I mean, vele le mundu wami si close, konke lengikwatiko nayo uyakwati. You have to respect ukuthi lo muntu utshele wena, akatsheli partner yakho. They might be comfortable with you knowing that, but they might not be comfortable with your partner knowing that. Uyayibona manje la seyifika ibe tricky khona. So with that being said, in a committed relationship, must your partner know everything you get up to? Is it a yes? Is it a no? Is it a, we must set the terms and conditions. And ngisho ngoba futhi we've been advised even nasemakhaya to say yati noma ungatekwa uyemtini tibita sekhaya tiphumele ngaphandle. Remember kuthi noma ngabe sebukhona bhlobo, there are certain things ngala ekhaya nema issues lafake ekhaya lefanele dingadiwa mlingani wakho, ngoba dingakubeka enkingeni nawe, dingakufaka enkingeni. So uthola khona le bakuthuka ngato letinvoleto sefanele utikhethe nivoti ixoxa nalomngani wakho letifaka umndeni. So uma ngabe phela sithi sine, you must know everything I get up to because we are in a committed relationship, how do we navigate family? Because there must be boundaries even where there's family. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raza FM 943 and you know what to do. But for now, it's Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life, Raza FM. Awusilindzele elikhulu ngalesihlanu Shembo Papa. It's Lord Lungulu. On my end, you still tune in to Raza FM Evenings with your radio, but I'm Fezile Manzini. I can tell it like here and there. Ngiyabakhumbuta. So we're having a conversation on mate guarding, and I did ask on the station's Facebook page, which is Raza FM 943, in a committed relationship, must your partner know everything you get up to? And this is what you had to say. Superfly Machavi Uti, of course, yes, no more secrets once you're committed. Figile Makos Uti, I would love to know everything they get up to. It's called transparency. Bonga JH Uti, to me should be, her safety is important. Tepo N. Mudamburuka Utim. No more secrets. Yes. Nhlanhla Isaac Uti, definitely, as the word said, commitment. So no more secrets. Even if it's a small anyana thing, my partner has to know. BJ Pila Uti, no secret means a healthy relationship. Good, bad times, love is the umbrella of everything. So if one hides logunye, the day lolomunye atola, it's over. Kelvin Black Yep Uti, yes, that's commitment right there. Lunge Lolanga Uti, yes, Fezil Hao. Angege, we are Luge Matanza. Harold Rex Law Austin Uti, transparency must be the watchword for both him and her. Austin Power Uti, really tough one, but a 50% of some, and then the other 50% is for me only. Because hey, some women are, hey, I think naming now nami, I believe in 50% lokunye 50% ngwami. Especially things that touch on my gift and family. That has nothing to do with the relationship. You cannot know. Timfihlo tasesigodlweni sami ukuthi kwendekalani ngoba phela umuntu wangaphandle wena labantu laba basekhaya loba buthakathi basekhaya uhlangana napho nabo lokho vele hayi 50% ungala kulo 50% lomunye. Ndumiso Thabetha uthi hello for me, a big no. Raza FM Azishe Prudence Makeba uthi no secret. Prosperity uthi yes, and there's no explanation. Now this is what is said enge maid guarding because umuntu wena vele konke 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 kusho ukuthi hayi cha kune maid guarding niyagadana lapho you are beefing up security. Owing to the callous nature of those high in the dog tribe, it is no surprise that these personality traits are an important factor in both physical and emotional abuse in relationships, and it comprises of physical acts such as hitting, slapping, and coercing the partner into, you know, intimacy. Because remember, uma ngabe uthi wena asifihlelani lutho, sometimes a partner iyaba nenkinga that touches on intimacy. And I know, gentle brothers, you'll agree with me on this. There are certain things you don't want your woman to know, mainly because you feel it might compromise your masculinity. And yena masekabona intimacy ingendeki, vele she'll jump to kusho ukuthi you are being intimate elsewhere. And a conversation around that might lead to an argument bese seniba physical. You understand? Ngoba lo munye umuntu nje angakusho out of frustration. Ungazuthi indoda wena kube uhlulwa ene wena ngala uyihlalele lendzaba because you feel ukuthi it will compromise your masculinity to say, hey, make phela, hey, la mina ngathi kusukwendeka lana. Uyayibona? So uma sithi total transparency ukuthi ngifuna kwati konke, I do believe ukuthi it can lead to my issues GBV. Sometimes it can result in GBV because akusana ma boundaries. And uma kungasana ma boundaries, there are certain things that you share with your partner based on their level of emotional intelligence. If you know ukuthi your partner is the kind of person who, for instance, kuma arguments they hit below the belt, I wouldn't want you to know etindzaba tasekhaya leti sensitive. So now when you go through my phone and then you read conversations where maybe someone is like, hey, phela sambile sathola ukuthi thini la ekhaya, mzala mntwana malume mntwana, hey, labantu abathala lendzaba leyo bebayifihlile. Ngoba wena mina nawe sinalendo yokuthi total transparency ene wena ngoba possessive, you've gone through my phone and you know that the next thing we're having an argument with, yeah, what do I expect from a person who comes from a family where people have kids with each other? We understand that now you've hit me below the belt. Ngendo lebe ngifuna ukuthi ibe confidential, but because siyagadana kunalokho. So I do believe ukuthi in the interest of maintaining a healthy relationship, yes, there shouldn't be any secrets. Yes, we must be transparent, but within reasonable grounds. Fanele kube khona ama boundaries. Fanele kube khona ama limits. And also, we should not justify behaviors that require of us to seek professional help. Uma ngabe unema insecurities, you live in fear of losing your partner because mhlambe you are battling inferiority complex, and now you want to hide that and endorse that ngokuthi uthi mina ngifuna ukuthi ngathi konke I must have access to everything. No, if you're battling inferiority complex, if you are constantly in fear of losing me, not because I've done anything to make you feel that way, by the way, we cannot remedy that. Ngekuthi sithi sitobane total transparency. Ngoba noma seyikhona le total transparency, atoba khona ma misunderstanding. There are situations that you might read the wrong way. Bese sekuyaliwa over nothing. So you see where the danger is. Not saying we should keep secrets and commitment. I'm saying we should set boundaries even in the transparency that we agree on. So as a verb. This is Pumalanga Space Music on Raz FM with Joan. I'm a trading more than one kind of love. And you still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation on mate guarding. And the question that I asked on the station's Facebook page, which is Raz FM 943, is, in a committed relationship, must your partner know everything that you get up to? And please do let me know. Do you agree, disagree, or within reasonable grounds? Now, just to explain what mate guarding is the physical guarding of a female in order to deny rival males the opportunity to mate with her, and is one of the most commonly used defensive strategies observed in mammals. So the concept is borrowed from there, from animals. And it applies to us human beings as well, because we also do that. So it's a concept that we've borrowed. But what you need to know about mate guarding is that mate guarding strategies range from constantly checking on your partner to physically restricting their contact with potential romantic competitors. And mate guarding is closely linked to the emotional, or rather the emotion of jealousy, which at extreme levels can lead to behaviors that are detrimental to both parties, including interpersonal violence. And you see why, Ngitsimine, I want to know from you first. Do you agree with your partner should know absolutely everything that you get up to? Bearing in mind, Gutsi, you have a life outside of the relationship. Under normal circumstances, you should have a life outside of the relationship. Your life cannot revolve around your partner in the interest of ensuring Gutsi, everything is healthy. It shouldn't be that way. So one thing that I've picked up on where this concept is concerned is that it stems not from a desire to have transparency in the relationship, but is linked to jealous behavior, being possessive, if I may call it that. Which means, if in our relationship that is our reality, it could be, Gutsi, one of us is insecure. One of us is unable to manage the insecurities, and they are jealous and they are afraid of losing the other. It might not be a strategy that is necessary to begin with. If you trust me, if you know my character, if you know the kind of person that I am, my values and principles and what I stand for as a woman, I don't see why you should be worried about me getting up to anything but not informing you about it. And Gupuma is an adult that is not planned. Gendega, sometimes your partner is not around and then you're in the house or whatever, and you realize it shouldn't be a big deal. Gutsi, you went out to get a few things without telling your partner. But the reality is there are relationships where that is a big deal. You must tell me, and this is where I'm going. And you must account, because if it so happens that I decide gucheka itreka nanani, and all of a sudden another trip has happened outside of the one that I'm aware of, then we're going to have a problem. Because certain things in life are beyond our control. They are. So one thing that I want us to understand in mate guarding is that in as much as you might say that you want transparency in your relationship and there should be no secrets, being in a committed relationship does not take away the need for you to have privacy to a certain extent. You should have a choice on what it is that you are comfortable with sharing with your partner and what it is that you are not. And I believe, Gutsi, that is something that we can agree upon in a relationship, to say, look, Mina, I don't have a problem with transparency with issues that affect the relationship and have everything to do with the relationship. That can be where I spend my time, what I'm doing, wherever I'm at, it's fine. But when it comes to my phone, I do feel, Gutsi, I do want to keep my privacy there. Because aksingo konke lokusefonini yami lokufaka mina nawe kuphela. There might be conversations that touch on family issues that I do not want you to know about. But uma ngabe wena you feel ukuthi no vele phone yakho, I must have access to yona, and I must no. Might not be a problem having access to my phone in terms of you borrowing my phone and using my phone whether to send messages or to make a call. But kuyisesha. Now that's where the challenge is. So I think before we continue the conversation, Gutsi, in a committed relationship, must your partner know each and everything that you get up to? Or they should know what I get up to as far as the terms and conditions that we have agreed upon in the relationship, to say, we will share this. Logo vele is a no-no. We don't keep secrets about this and that and that and that. But logo, off boundaries, off limits rather. We don't touch on that, because that is an area that might have us compromising confidentiality that are close to us outside of our relationship. Let me know. But for now, as relaxe kancane. Singakwathi, singakwathi ngoba I know cuz this might trigger someone who says, "Hey, mina ngihlala ngirealize asengifuna vele i total transparency whether it's family or not." So as a verb